I was going to talk about the Speaker's Bureau second, but Mike Marino's here. Mike and his wife Lee started the Speaker's Bureau, and Mike at first said he might not be, so he's going to talk about that. I wanted to talk a little bit about warrant articles. As most of you know, in Holderness, we were one of the 21 towns on the preferred route that signed warrant articles at our town meeting last spring in opposition to Northern Pass. That means there's 31 towns. We have 10 others that have to sign a warrant article in opposition. And we feel that 6 out of the 10 are on the way of doing that. There are 4 towns that we're still working with, and I just want to mention those. So if you know folks in those towns, and I see a lot of orange in the audience, so I think you folks are like-minded. Maybe we're talking to the choir here, but Allenstown, Concord, Franklin, and Hill. And I was at a meeting that Will was at a couple Saturdays ago. Alicia was at the meeting. And there's a lot of opposition in Franklin. And that would be very interesting if we could get that on a warrant article and a discussion going down in Franklin. And wouldn't it be something if they voted in opposition to Northern Pass? That would be. And if you're not familiar with the Franklin situation, they expect to gain a lot of tax revenue because that's where that DC Current is going to be transferred to AC Current and then moved on down to Deerfield after that. So we're going to try to get all the warrant articles signed in all the towns if we can do that. Along that vein, though, I've recently heard about rights-based ordinances, and we're fortunate to have Peter Martin from Plymouth here, and he's going to be talking to us a little bit later about rights-based ordinance, and maybe we'll be working on something else as we look forward to our March 2012 town meetings. So I'm going to introduce Mike Marino, and he's going to talk about the Speaker's Bureau. Mike's been very involved with this and knows more about it than anybody I know.